Miss McCammon?
Vicki Schley with Governor Egan on. I have up in Anchorage, Alaska for the president.
Please, thank you.
Right.
Traveling, but Ed McDermott told me you had a fine meeting with you.
Yes, we had a real fine conversation, and I think that as a result of that, we will be able to move in the same direction here. Did he discuss with you what I talked to him about the fact that the state is, I'm going to recommend a proposal to the legislature that would come up with at least 10% of the necessary financing that would take for total restoration and reconstruction here. And that will be a substantial figure, would be at least $50 million, Mr. President. But short of outright grants for business and homes that were destroyed and naturally without insurance because of the kind of a disaster it is, I don't see how there could be a meaningful restoration.
All right, now what I'm going to do is name, with your understanding, a Federal Construction and Development Planning Committee for Alaska, and ask you to put some men on it. I'm going to put Clint Anderson probably to head it up, who's been Secretary of Agriculture and head of the Interior Committee in the Senate. Put Secretary of Defense and Interior and Agriculture and Commerce and Labor and Health Education and Federal Aviation and Housing and Home Finance and Small Business and a member from the Power Commission. And then you can put some counterparts on that committee, and I'll have Clint Anderson get in touch with you right away. I've talked to the two senators, and we'll probably announce this executive order setting this group up as an emergency group today or tomorrow.
I see. Now, Mr. President, our people have been making an overall assessment of total damage, total damage assessments in the various areas. We feel that we can have an overall total money figure within 60 hours or about 48 hours. And it was my hope that I and two of my assistants could come to Washington and on Monday have a few minutes for a private or personal discussion with you. Would there be any...
Well, I'll be glad to see you, Governor, whenever you can. I would suggest this. Don't you say anything about it. We're working on the order today, and if I can get the order out tonight, you may want to come and bring any people that would correspond to our defense or interior or commerce or labor or health education or housing or airport or small business. You might bring any people that you would appoint in state government that would be their counterparts, and they could have a meeting here while you're here Monday, Tuesday.
Well. That is the way I'll approach it then.
All right, you just wait now. Don't you announce anything. I've got to get some acceptances here, and I've got to get this order drawn, but you just say that we've talked and that we're working toward a meeting early next week.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
But this would meet with your approval, all right?
Yes, it certainly would.
Okay. Now, do you know Senator Anderson?
Yeah, I do.
And he would meet with your approval.
He certainly would.
Now, don't you say anything about it till we close it up and see what we can do about it. We want to get the order written and get everybody's acceptance, and then I'll see you next week.
I will say nothing except that we talked and that...
We're going to look forward to getting together next week.
Looking forward to having a meeting.
And tell them I'm vitally interested in your area, and I want to do everything I can to help. And I'm going to work closely with your senators and your congressmen.
Yes, and thank you again, Mr. President.
Thank you, Governor.
Bye.